FERC approves SPP large load interconnection process, written by Tom Kleckner and read by an automated voice. FERC has approved SPP tariff additions that deploy novel study processes to quickly review requests for high-impact large loads seeking to interconnect to its system. The new attachments to the tariff incorporate transmission, generation, and load interconnection services into a single framework, effective January 15. They establish a 90-day study and approval process for interconnecting large loads that will be paired with new generation or with current or planned generation. In its January 15 order, FERC said SPP showed that unprecedented growth in large loads in its footprint presented significant and unique operational and planning challenges. It found the grid operator's addition of a high-impact large load, or HILL study and high-impact large load generation assessment, or HILGA processes address those challenges while maintaining the reliable operation of SPP's transmission system. SPP CEO Lanny Nichols said in a statement that the grid operator is proud that it is first in the nation to blend transmission, generation, and load interconnection services into a single framework. It's essential to our nation's competitive future that we can quickly, reliably, and affordably meet vastly increasing energy demands, he said. We are now in a great position to enable this future. SPP defines HILS as new commercial or industrial load, or an increase in the load, at a single site connected through one or more shared interconnection or delivery points, and where load is either 10 megawatts or more if connected to the transmission system at a voltage level less than or equal to 69 kilovolts, or 50 megawatts or more if connected at a voltage level greater than 69 kilovolts. Customers registering their load as HILS and with plans to acquire generation will get a 90-day study and provisional approval, with upgrades directly assigned until the customer acquires firm service for the new generation. They will not be required to have current generation or a generator interconnection agreement. Under the HILGA process, HILL customers bringing supporting generation will also receive a 90-day study and a limited interconnection agreement. Upgrades will be directly assigned to the generation customer. Commissioner David Rossner filed a concurring opinion calling on other U.S. transmission providers to consider similar proposals to SPP's pragmatic steps supporting economic growth in its footprint. Today's order is a productive step toward facilitating the energy needed to win the AI race, bring back American manufacturing, and deliver the reliable and affordable energy on which families and small businesses depend, he wrote. FERC noted SPP's filing contained several ministerial errors and directed the RTO to make a compliance filing within 30 days. SPP developed the processes following a May directive from Board Chair John Cupero that staff deliver a timely, scalable and reliable approach to manage the exponential growth of load demand across the footprint. Staff's first attempt was rejected by members in July before a revised version 1 endorsement from stakeholders and then the board in September. A third service, Conditional High-Impact Large Load Service, or CHILS, was split out from the HILS/HILGA policy package to give stakeholder groups sufficient time to refine and address concerns. Stakeholders have since approved the final framework and its two paths for loads conditional connection. SPP's board will consider the CHILS framework during its February 3 meeting in Little Rock, Arkansas.